Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hello, you're listening to Smart Animal Talk on All Paws Pet Talk Radio with me, Deborah Wolf. And if you ever want to hear more of my shows, you can go to DeborahWolfOnline.com. I'm revamping the site in the next few weeks. It's going to be doing spectacular things. But you could still look up some old shows. And if you ever hear a guest on here and you wish you could hear more, chances are I've had them on the air before, especially if I treat them like an old friend. So today we have on a recurring guest. Once again, we've got Paris coming on, Paris Permenter from the Cat Tipper and Dog Tipper site. Welcome back to the show, Paris.
Hello.
It's good to have you. So what's a good cat tip for today, would you say?
You know, I think that a great tip is to make sure your cat is current on their vaccinations and they see a vet. I talk to so many people who are very reluctant to take their cats to the vet, you know, and the percentage of cats that see a vet every year is very low. You know, and so people are reluctant to take their cats to the vet, often because they have trouble getting them in the carrier. So my number one tip is keep the carrier out in the house, put some fun toys, put some treats in there, and let it just be a special little place for your cat to enjoy. And then it's not so hard, because if they only see that carrier when they're going to the vet, off they go as soon as they see the carrier, you know. So
that's really so important. Because when you're in a panic because they've just told you there's a tornado heading towards your house, or even worse, you're at work, you call your neighbor's heading over to your house to try and catch the cat, to save the cat from the fire or the earthquake or the tornado or whatever else, and your cat won't go in the cage, that's no good. You got to have a cat who loves the cage. And, you know, humans, we think, ooh, why would a cat or dog want to be cooped up in a little cage? Yeah, well, that's because we're humans. They don't think like that, do they?
They really don't. You know, if they enjoy that little alone time, that little quiet, safe place of their little den, you know. And ours, we keep a kennel mat in the cat carriers. We keep fun toys in there. I'll toss a treat back in there when I'm walking by. And often I see our cats back in there just taking a little nap, you know. So it's their own fun little place. It's not a scary thing. The carrier's not something to run from. Because like you said, it can be a life or death, you know, problem. That you need to crate that cat up fast and get on out.
Well, and with dogs, you know, if the crate is accessible somewhere, in the basement, in the backyard, somewhere, if it's accessible somewhere and the dog knows that all he has to do is go in there and he'll be left alone, that is huge for a dog who's kind of maybe a little bit too old for the ruckus group of kids he finds himself living with on occasion. Maybe it's a divorce situation. And so the house is really quiet half the time, and half the time it's crazy busy with children. You know, that kind of a thing. A pet can adjust, but they really like to have a place where they can just go hide from all the noise. And a dark cave-like place, like a kennel, it makes them feel safe. There's only one exit or entrance to watch. It's dark, it's safe, it's cozy. Put nice things in there. What you said about hiding treats and little surprises, you can also do it with a trick. You know, actually teach your cat the command of get in your kennel, or teach your dog, go find the toy, or go get in your kennel, or Betty buy. You can use any word you want, but you make it fun. And then they love their crate, their kennel. And then that's not stressing them out. If they do have something wrong with them and they have to stay overnight at the vet for a week or two or two nights, it's not a double, triple stress, because at least they're comfortable in the kennel.
That's right. It's a huge difference to them, you know. And I think with Halloween coming up, a time where you've got, you know, people coming, kids coming to the door screaming and they're in costume, it's very scary. You know, that's a time when it's really important to crate a lot of pets. You know, some pets are going to be totally freaked out if they're in that living room with you when you're opening and shutting that door, and you've got such a risk of your pet darting out of the house, you know, if you don't have them in a quiet bedroom or kenneled and crated.
Yeah, this is really important, because even, you know, really calm pets act crazy on Halloween, because if you think about it, Halloween's not calm. It's crazy. It's loud. It's more traffic than ever. It's children, strange children your pet doesn't know, coming and going and coming and going all night long. It's
And they all look weird
teenagers.
with weird hats and everything. It's a scary
Oh,
time.
yeah. They smell funny because of all the candy and the food and the makeup and the costumes. And they're trailing these little bits. I mean, for cats, the whole trailing bits of cloth and glowing things and flames and chocolate for dogs and artificial sweetener for cats and dogs. I mean, the whole holiday is just full of dangers. It's like a minefield. They'd rather skip it. Now, if you have a dog who just adores children and he's completely bomb-proof, nothing fazes him, okay, as long as you have an extra grown-up who can keep him on a leash and have him on hand, on leash, the whole night long, then you're cool. Because if one kid needs to go potty, or one kid has a temper tantrum, or one teenager decides he's too cool halfway through the trick-or-treating, the dog is still manned by somebody, right? Because that dog could step on glass. There's a lot. Hear a firework and bolt. So the dog can't be walked by a kid. The dog has to be walked by an adult. So if you can fit all that in, great. If not, then Paris is dead right. Create a quiet room. Put your dog and your cat in there. Let them sleep the holiday away. Give them a nice treat. Maybe a bone they don't usually get to chew on, you know? Or one of those cat Kong things that they have to like really work at to get the toy out of. Now you're talking happy Halloween.
That's a lot more fun for them, because I think trick-or-treating with almost every dog is really a recipe for disaster. You know,
Yeah.
if you want to dress them up and get some cute pictures, that's fun. Do it the day before Halloween and then let them have a nice quiet Halloween, unless, like you said, they're really super mellow dog and you've got an extra person along.
But even then, you know, the most mellow dogs tend to be the retrievers, and they're the ones that are most likely to go for that food, that little
That's
chocolate
right.
that's dropped, right? So you've got to be so vigilant. I don't think it's even worth it. I think it's better to just leave them at home. Out here in Vancouver, where I live, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and all along the West Coast, we have strong Asian influences here. So fireworks are part of every holiday. So coming up, that's a whole other thing. Do you really think your dog will be calm if a firecracker goes bang right next to him?
Boy, that's
Probably not.
scary.
Yeah. And then there's cars and traffic and all kinds of weird things going on with that. And,
And
you
it's
know, I
dark,
just.
you know. You
Yeah.
can't see. You know, you're not going to be able to see that drop piece of chocolate, but your dog sure will find it, you know.
Oh,
So that's a
absolutely.
scary time.
And if you're using your dog as a prop at the doorway, that's good too. Okay, that's kind of a halfway. Your dog loves people and he's not a food hound and he's good with everything and he's mellow. Put him on a leash. Have it tied to the banister or something. So, you know, if someone really freaks him out, he doesn't go missing. And if
That's
your
right.
cat is around and the door's opening and closing, put your cat in a safe place. Do your cat a favor, because no cat wants to be loose on Halloween outside. Oh, we're running out of time, Paris. What would you like to leave people with? We've only got about a minute left.
You know, I think just safety. Just always, you know, consider safety, you know, because I think we all want to have a great time with our dogs, you know, but no one's going to have a good time if your dog is not safe. You know, and a lot of times they will be happier at home. You know, even if they are alone, they will be happier. So, you know, but there's so many other things. We just took our dogs this week to a pick your own pumpkin patch. You know, and there was a lot of outdoor activity and autumn
Oh,
fun
that's
there.
better.
Great photo
Yeah,
opportunities
trip to
and
the
nice and cheap.
farm, get to
Yeah,
walk
it was in the
in the
daytime.
fields. Now that's a dog outing. Much better than trick or treating.
Much better. They were happy. We were happy. Had great photos. So it was a lot of fun.
Okay, everybody, so check out Dog Tipper, check out Cat Tipper, and Paris, I hope you'll join us again on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio.
I will. Thank you.
All right, everybody, stay tuned. We'll give you more Halloween and fall tips as the show progresses. Our next guest is Tara from The Magical Matrix. Stay tuned.
I'm your doggy,
I'm your doggy,
and I love you.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear conscience pet, that is.
Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan-crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health, and just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy, and the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Hey, pet lovers, listen up. Purr Spray Pet, all natural, non-toxic spray for all of your pet problems. Proven safe to use for their skin, eyes, and ears. Helps calm and heal wounds, hot spots, insect bites, and lots more. Will not sting, and very safe to use, even for your feathered friends. To find out how you can keep your pets happy and healthy, go to purrspraypet.com. That's purrspraypet.com. purrspraypet.com. Or call us now at 386-310-3924.
And anytime you're near,
well, hello, everyone. This is Tara Ventura, and Deb is taking a break. Something electrical hot, really. I mean, you know, Mercury is retrograde. This is where I come from. So, of course, there's electronical problems, electric problems, and communication issues, and all of these fun things that we have going on during this time period. So I was going to be her next guest, and let's go ahead and get into it. What I do is I am a pet and person psychic. Of course, most people have pets, so it has a lot to do with the, you know, what's going on with the person as well. And I know that we were emailed in several different questions for me to answer today. So wouldn't it be fun? Wouldn't it be fun if I go ahead and answer those questions? So let's start with the first one. And the first one is from a guy named Chris, and he has a Doberman who has recently passed. So I'm sorry to hear that, Chris. If you're listening or if you're going to listen, you know, I have a 14-year-old, and oh my gosh, she's having, just in the last month, she's having issues, and it's anyway, so we're getting those straight, but so sorry for your loss. And the deal is Chris's having dreams about her, and it sounds like, you know, pretty positive dreams. He didn't say what they were, but let me tune into that, because he's asking, can you tell me what they mean? Can I tell him what they mean? Okay, well, let's do this. What I do is I take a deep breath in through my nose and out through my mouth and communicate with the animals on that level, because they come from the alpha level, of course. This Doberman, and apparently her name is Sophie, she thought of herself, and you did too as well, a very regal type woman. And the messages she's sending you is you have seen this woman in other pictures or a picture or a movie or on TV that has reminded you of her, and she is wanting to communicate that to you. She is wanting you to still view her as being that woman. And so when you continue to see, and I do feel like it's on paper too as well, so maybe in a magazine or a print ad or something like that, you've seen like a brown haired woman, right? And just, I almost want to say the Audrey Hepburn type, you know, hair on top of the head and the long neck and just really, you know, and in style in style type of woman. And so when you see this in your dreams and you're getting messages, then that is your Doberman coming through. And she wants you to remember her like that, not at the end, but remember her like that. And also, another thing is, too, I feel like you see her dancing, very eloquently dancing, maybe a ballroom or, you know, something that's very smooth and sweet and wonderful. So hope that helps, Chris. And it's just wonderful when they give us these messages, right? Right? And I do feel like that's what that is about. And then also, we have a second question. And this is from, let's see.
Well, Tara, I just want you to know that I'm back. I got cut off, but I'm back. And we have about a minute left in this segment, and then we'll be continuing on. So if there's anything you'd like to wrap up, we've got about a minute left with segment two of the show today.
Okay, well, I tell you what, let's go ahead since we have a minute, because the second question will probably take me longer than a minute.
Okay, sure. I was going to tell listeners about something in the news. Local to me, there's a little town called Pitt Meadows, really small place, but they decided to kind of go a little bit different on their doggy bylaws. And one of the things they decided to do was to forbidden anywhere in Pitt Meadows, is the retractable leash. Because so many people get injured by them. Dogs aren't really under control with them. There's all kinds of reasons. And there's quite a bit of backlash to this because the people agree that vicious dogs, aggressive dogs, should not be walked on the extending leashes. But these flexi leashes, extending leashes, the ones that go in and out and can go very, very far in length, people think that's okay for little dogs and well-behaved dogs. And so there's a big debate going on, and it's the first I've heard of this issue. So I wanted to raise it. I've long decided that these flexi leashes are a bad idea for most dogs most of the time. They get tangled. They hurt. Mostly the human leg, but they do. They can actually wrap around a dog leg and break a dog leg. So there's a lot of problems with injury with them, but also it teaches your dog to be independent and to pull if it wants more. And you're really not in control. So I don't really like them, but there are dogs, maybe severely injured dogs, really old and elderly dogs where I could see it could work, especially if you're walking a younger dog on a shorter leash. So I want you to think about that, and we'll come back and we'll be talking more with Tara after the break on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Stay tuned. And anytime you're near, Smart Animal Talk with me, Deborah Wolf. And if you want to see those puppies and dogs that come to Camp Good Dog, we post pictures of them every day running and playing on the farm up here in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. So if you want to see the dogs at camp and their mucky, happy faces, check out Camp Good Dog on Facebook. Right now we've got Tara Ventura, and it's the magical matrix we're connecting with, and we're giving you some readings for your pets. So I don't know, Tara, do you ever use a flexi leash when you walk dogs?
You know, it's funny you bring that up. I did at one point, and then I decided that it was too tangly. it gave her too much leeway, and so I'm just a straight leash now.
Well, in this town at Pitt Meadows, they're going to regulate the length of the leash to not exceed 1 meter, so that's just a little more than 3 feet. So you know, about arm's length type thing, the dog can be mm-hmm. with you if it's mm-hmm. a vicious or dangerous dog. If it's not, if it's a regular dog but it's on public property, then it should not exceed 2 meters. So that's like 6 feet. That's a fairly long leash. I think that's enough. And they're going to increase all the bylaw offenses so that if it's a dangerous dog in violation, the minimum penalty would be $500. So I don't have a problem with any of those rules, but I think people who like to walk their dogs on flexi leashes and drink their coffees and kind of walk with their friend while their dog does whatever it does and poops wherever it poops and they don't have to scoop it, those people are going to be upset right now because tied to the offense. We're going to be able to tell when their dog takes a poop and they can't pretend not to. You know, my father was terrible for this. He used to have this bag that he would carry in his hand and he would take our standard poodle around the block. And when the poodle, you know, did his thing, he would make as if he was cleaning this up. He would make the icky face and he would bend over and he would use the bag and he'd tie it and he would sort of hold it away from his body as he walked back to the house. He used the same bag for years because he never, ever, ever picked up the poop. So some people are more guilty of this than others. But I've been pooping religiously my whole life to try and pay back the karma. I think if you let your dog poop wherever, the rules are going to change and you're not going to be able to walk your dog there. So for the good of everybody, scoop that poop. All right. So Tara, have you got another reading request for us today?
I do. And this one is from Cynthia. And she says, this is an interesting question, Deb. She says, myself and another friend have recently, on two separate occasions, seen road runners who have stopped in the middle of the street or the road. It sounds like she says something about camping, and stopped and stared right in their eyes, which, you know, interesting, huh? So animals are messaging in many, many different ways, many, many different animals. And so think about it. Roadrunners are about mental speed and agility. So I'm just tuning in here, and I believe that the message is about thinking quickly and changing gears. And I'm thinking, Cynthia, really look at what's changing in your thoughts. And any new ideas that you're looking at, really make some positive movement towards those, because it feels like you're sort of stuck. And, you know, maybe your friend, because sometimes we have, you know, friends that are similar in similar situations. So it feels like that to go forward, move forward, manifest different goals. Have fun with it and
watch out for anything that says Acme Company on it. Anything that looks like a mirror or a bomb, right? Because you're being stalked by that coyote. I don't know. How much does the fact that we watch these cartoons and that penetrates our psyche affect what kind of image? Like for me, when you said Roadrunner, I right away think Roadrunner Coyote. So is that part of the deal here or no?
Well, you know, interesting you say that, because what I picked up from it, my feeling was from reading this, is that she did not get a coyote type of vibe. It was more like, wow, we looked eye to eye, and it was more of a gentle message. So, you know, depending on what you're feeling when these animals are around you, because, you know, we're all empathic and we pick up feelings. So if it's not a good feeling, then yeah, absolutely. But it sounds to her, it sounds to me like she was thinking, wow, this is interesting, because roadrunners normally don't stop. They, you know, they're usually always going. So she wanted to know what that could mean for her. But yeah, you're right about
like how much does pop culture or our own personal, you know, I always wondered about this when people would have their dreams read and they'd dream about something like it. This was often the case in first year psychology, I remember, or philosophy, I remember reading about this, that if someone dreamt about a wolf or a dog, it was seen as something very sinister. And I thought, well, what about if the person is bananas for dogs and wolves, like I am? You know, a wolf presenting a dream to me is not the same thing, is it? I mean, how can that be?
I don't think so, Deb, because I'm like you. I mean, there's many unusual type of animals I love, and a lot of people believe in totem animals. So the animal, in other words, being their sign and what they have to tell them for that period. And a wolf can have great messages, great signs. So I do believe you. I'm not sure that, you know, when they're in our dreams and they meet, okay, this is a coyote. Oh, my gosh, they're out to get me. Or this is a wolf. Or this is a lion. No, that lion could mean power. You know, inner power.
Right. So I have to, and everyone out there, when you get these dreams or these images or visions, you have to think of or try and recall the feeling you had at the same time, because that's the key to the interpretation, is what you're saying.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Okay. I can do that, maybe.
Yeah.
Remember. It's hard to remember what you were feeling in a dream, though, but I suppose if it's a dream that you felt you wanted to keep having, or a dream you wanted to wake from, that's the key right there.
That's the key, exactly. I had what seemed like a forever dream last night. It went on and on and on. It was about a famous celebrity that my husband and I went to see. And I was like, why does it seem like it went on for 4 hours? And of course, and they say they don't. But the feeling was kind of, there were some good parts of it, but it was also felt like, you know, and so your body tells you if you feel a little bit tensed up or if you're feeling happy. Yeah, of course. Those are the messages.
Well, we have an email I was going to read to you, someone asking a question about how their cat has this psychic ability. But I will ask you when we get back from break, because we only have a couple minutes till the break. I want to ask you, though, just before we go to break, it's about a minute left. Is there anything you would tell people to make them extra prepared for Halloween when it comes to energy and calmness and peace and their animals? You know, I gave some safety tips earlier in the show, the nuts and bolts of the no chocolate, no artificial sweeteners, careful with the costumes and the door locks and all that. But when you're talking about your energy, what's a good way to keep your pets balanced as we head into this cuckoo crazy time of year?
Cuckoo crazy type of year. And I heard you talking about that. And of course, 4th of July. Oh my gosh. Okay. So this is cuckoo. This is crazy. Everyone's in their outfits and acting nuts. So what I would suggest to do energy wise, and if you have any stones, crystals, if you will, there's angel light, very inexpensive, you guys, maybe, you know, $4 for an angel light stone, and make a place for your dog to be, you know, the blanket and put that stone in there. It will calm them down. Definitely put them in a room where, you know, maybe they don't hear the doorbell like every, you know, 10 seconds or 20 seconds or however long, because it drives them crazy. You know, it's knock after knock, doorbell after doorbell, and really put them in an area where they feel safe and secure. Love on them, pet on them, and just send them some sweet energy. And I really do recommend, you know, like a crystal, like an angel light, something like that, that's very calming to them.
All right, everybody, we've got to go to break. We'll be back on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio, and we'll be asking Tara one of the questions you've emailed us about cats and their ESP and how your cat knows exactly when you do certain things. Stay tuned to find out what on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio, with me, Deborah Wolf.
Your doggy,
I'm your doggy,
and I love you,
and, I love
and you know that,
you know
I really do.
I really do.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial. No sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Hello, you're listening to Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio, with me, Deborah Wolf. And we had an email that was actually for Dusty Rainbolt, the cat expert, and it was sort of a cat training email, but it was more about cat ESP than it was about cat training. So I'm going to redirect to you, Tara. Hope that's okay if the magical matrix intercepts this one. So, okay, so this is how it goes. The guy writes in, "I love my cat, but I don't love it when he meets me in the bathroom. And it seems to me that all the cats know when I have to take a dump." So the email goes, it gets quite explicit, but he basically says he's careful to put the seat down quietly, to lift the lid quietly. He gives no clues whatsoever, but somehow or other, every time he goes to the bathroom for his big bathroom event per day, his daily, somehow or other the cats all know, and they'll come in from outside still wet from the rain. Like, the announcement is made, and every cat that can will come, and if the door isn't completely shut, they'll be in there. If the door is shut, they'll scratch at the door and disturb him. And he wants to know how. Well, first he asked, why do they do this? And I answered him. I said, because they want your attention and you're sitting still for a while and they know they can get it. But then he asked, how do they know? And that was a question I can't really answer. So, Tara, how do these cats know when this man is going to be using the washroom?
Well, that's quite a question, isn't it, Deb? Okay.
Yes.
I love it. Okay, so cats particularly have a keen sense of smell, you know, very much keen of our own, and you know, dogs do as well, but it seems like cats are more mysterious. Well, they are more mysterious, and so okay, and they're sharp observers. So I'm feeling like, and they connect with each other. So this guy has, it sounds like, multiple cats that like to join him in, like you say, the washroom.
And, yeah, I think it's his roommate's cat and his cat. It's not, but he's like, what's with the big cat meeting? What's with the cat party every time I have a number two, you know? And I think you're onto something here. There's an announcement being made. Is it a psychic announcement? Like, is it a mental message? The cats are saying, oh, good, let's come get our cuddles.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a psychic announcement. I think that they're joining him in the restroom, and that's where they feel like, oh, wow, you're right. This is where we get our cuddles. They can smell it. They're keen observers, so they're going to be there. And so, you know, they're on automatic pilot as far as this goes. He starts to go to that restroom, and they know it. Boy, they're on to it. So, you know, it sounds mysterious, but really it's so inbred in them that we think, wow, how do they know this? Well, they just do. They just do.
Well,
they
the idea that a cat inside would smell it and think a thought, and the cat outside would somehow be aware of that thought and say, oh, I want cuddles too, and come running in the house. It's a bit far-fetched for most humans to, you know, we'd rather believe that they make a sound we can't hear, because we like sound, we trust sound. We'd rather believe that than, or do some kind of visual sound or sight, or emit a smell, you know, the one cat to the other that we can't smell. That we like, we're not very comfortable with the idea that one cat thinks the thought and another cat knows what that thought is. But you're saying going on, right?
Yeah, they do. They know what's going on, and they communicate with each other, and they can sense each other. You know, they can sense what's going on with the other. So it's, you know, what we talked about last week, it's all energy, but yet these cats are really picking up on it. I would say they're very much in sync with each other, although they're different owner cats. But yeah, that's pretty amazing.
I don't think cats much care who owns them in terms of their interpersonal relationships with each other, except in that it might infer some status. So if you're owned by the guy who owns the house, you're going to know it, as opposed to if you're owned by the last person to rent the basement suite. But other than that, if the last person to rent the basement suite is the one who's home most and most attentive and has the best cat toys and the biggest cat scratch and, you know, like gets maybe makes your food, well, you're kind of the happiest cat in the house anyway. So it doesn't really matter what the people are up to.
Right. It's like when, you know, I've had cats before, and when you come home, it's like, yeah, I'm here, feed me, that sort of thing. And the dog is like, see me, see me, see me. So cats are, you know, whatever. That's their attitude. But they're very, very, very intelligent and telepathic. So, yeah, it's an interesting concept that one outside could relate to the ones inside. Absolutely.
I think a lot of time, a big problem for people understanding their pets is thinking their pets are like themselves. And we touched on it a little bit earlier in the show when we talked about creating a crate that your cat or dog, a kennel space, that they love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not
mm-hmm.
just the time when they go to the vet or the groomer, that it's something they love to hang out in, they get treats in, they get pets in, it's fun. So when you do need it, it's not a terrible thing. And just talking about how, you know, people don't like little cages, but dogs and cats feel really safe with a comfortable, cozy space with only one opening. Another thing about that, you sort of touched on a little bit when you said that cats have a great sense of smell, just like dogs do. Yeah, and I think sometimes we think, oh, well, that will mean cats and dogs will be able to smell things and like the same things we do. Well, obviously not. If you watch any dog or cat and the things they like to smell, it is not what we like to smell. Does it stop and smell the roses? No, your cat has other things on the list, and so does your dog. And I was looking in the newspaper this weekend. There was a Herman cartoon. And the old couple is shopping in the grocery store, and they pull off a can of dog food, and Herman says to the wife, "This looks good, mailman flavored." You know, okay, well, no, not mailman flavored, but, you know, dirty sock might be something my oldest standard poodle would really, really enjoy. Dirty diaper, many, many dogs like that, you know. I mean, things that we just find repulsive, right?
Well, they
love sustainable food, right on, yeah.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
I think we have to think like them sometimes, right, Tara?
I totally agree. Yeah, I mean, they smell each other's butts, and they think that's fascinating. So,
well, of course,
yeah.
Too, if we'll let them. And one thing I want to tell people is, you know, if your dog is a crotch sniffer, really, he can sniff that crotch from the other side of the room. He can sniff it when the person's outside and he's still inside. So the fact that he's putting his nose all the way against the fabric of their clothing is rude. Do not let him do that. That is pushy. That is dominant. He could smell the person without doing that. So please don't let your dog dominate everybody who comes to the house with this rude, rude behavior, because it makes people not like dogs, and we want people to like dogs. Okay, so Tara, we only have a couple minutes left. We'll be back after this. You'll still be with us, but we're having another guest join us, Gigi, and we'll be talking about energy on a cellular level coming up. So, we only have 1 minute left. Maybe, Tara, you can tell them how to reach you, your website.
Absolutely. Okay, my website is themagicalmatrix.com, and you can also reach me by phone, which is area code 512-203-6320.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Everybody stay tuned. We're going to be having Gigi on. We're going to be talking about energy on a cellular level, expanding this conversation a little bit. If you've read or seen the movie The Secret, if you've thought about or gone to a healer that maybe took something you were allergic to and put it next to your skin and had you hold something plugged in or with batteries, and all of a sudden you weren't allergic anymore, then you're kind of in the right vicinity.
Your doggy,
I'm your doggy,
and I love you,
and, I love you.
And you know that
you know
I really
you.
Do.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear conscience pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan crafted in the USA, from family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health, and just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy, and the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. At clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Listening to Smart Animal Talk on All Paws Pet Talk Radio with me, Deborah Wolf, and we've had all kinds of technical difficulties today, which makes me wonder if technological energy is not cellular after all, because I am just hopeless with computers and can't program my PVR, couldn't program my VCR, don't like to set my clocks, although my microwave's pretty forgivable, but the rest of them, when there's a power failure, they read midnight till someone else does it. And I'm pretty fed up with the fact that I can't keep a connection. So I'm wondering, is there some message I can send out to the universe to fix this? So Tara from the Magical Matrix, and now we have Gigi joining us. Welcome to the show, Gigi.
Hi, Deborah.
Is there anything I can do, Gigi, or is this completely inorganic, this problem that we keep having?
Well, you know, we've got a lot of really great information that we're going to bring today, and sometimes there's little gremlins that don't like it.
Oh, I see. So we blame it on the naysayers, do we? What do you think, Tara? Do you think there's something, some force out there actively fighting us today?
Well, you know, I do. Besides what Gigi is saying, you know, if you believe in, well, astrology, then Mercury is in retrograde. Mercury is the planet of communication, cell phones, computers, you know, talking with others, not getting your feelings hurt. Mercury is taking a nap right now. He'll come back in, about 15 days. So, you know, we just relax with the glitches, right?
Yesterday, the whole CIBC bank system was down for a while, and they couldn't figure out why. So, yeah, I think you're on to something there. So, Gigi, what kind of information would you like to share with us here at All Paws Pet Talk Radio?
Well, first of all, I want to say I used to think Disney was the happiest place on earth until I went to Camp Good Dog and watched your videos. Honestly, if I'm ever feeling down, I'm going to go and watch those videos. What a wonderful place. Thank you so much, Deborah, for the space that you hold energetically.
I've been to Disney World, and if you ever go into the ladies' washroom at Disney World, you will see that it is not the happiest place on earth. It is the place of crying children hopped up on sugar, way too hot from the sunshine, dehydrated from lack of drinks and too many lineups, and they're all being told the same thing in a number of languages, something like, "We paid a lot of money to take this trip, now you're going to enjoy it." And that's what Disney World was to me. So I'm glad you say Camp Good Dog looks like more fun. Camp Good Dog's more of a big old camping trip for a dog where they get to go and they swim in ponds and they cuddle in groups and they have a really good old doggy time while their owners go on a posh holiday, maybe to Disney World. So, okay, so Gigi, welcome to the show. What have you got to share with us today?
Well, we are pioneering a new movement for wellness, both for animals and people. But today we're going to talk about our beloved furry friends. And it's originated actually in linguistics. It's called Edenics. And what they're finding in their latest research is that all language originated from one single source. And so we're kind of finding that out in science, too, with quantum physics coming out and the information that we're learning about physics and the invisible world. We're discovering source energy, And so what we've done, we've had a lot of years of study, research, and training, and rescuing, and working with animals, and we've pretty much done it all and tested it all. But we had an aha moment about 3 years ago where it all came together and made sense as going back to the original patterns, the patterns of perfection, the patterns of all energy and matter, and approaching wellness from that point rather than chasing disease. I'm wondering why we think we're going to get healthy when we're focusing on disease. What do you think about that, Deborah?
Wow. I want to just throw it over to Tara first.
Well, I want to say that's the whole Western concept, you know, right? And not to bash the good old USA, but, you know, we, in some of the other countries, European countries, they are more preventative and look at things like that. And then, you know, it feels like a lot of our system just, you know, throws out a lot of pills and stuff that covers, you know, like a Band-Aid. So I agree with what you're saying, Gigi.
Well, and I think sometimes there are extreme examples, especially when a person's very ill with something very serious, like cancer, where they'll be so focused and targeted on treating that specific cancer, say in the bowel or the bladder or wherever they're treating, that they don't realize that the very treatment they're giving them is now causing this person heart problems or permanent liver failure or some other thing that's maybe even worse, you know. So it's like it's almost like their vision is so focused on the tiny little problem that I think you're right, it has to be broader.
We have to see the bigger picture and really go to the root, because what I've discovered in my research is actually disease itself is a symptom of a body out of balance. Because when the body is so magnificent, creation is so brilliant, and that when it is in a balanced state, it really can resist most disease processes. Of course, it's never 100%. There's always exceptions. But what we found is when we go back to Eden, to where we were living off of the land, and the patterns of healthy living that are shown to us in the ancient texts, we're getting tremendous results. But that in and of itself wasn't the whole deal. We found that because of our broad exposure to environmental toxins, that actually there's chemical impedance in the body that is preventing the body from even communicating with itself in order to repair itself. So we do have to remove the impedance so there's a free flow of information. Then the body can talk to itself and it can start working in harmony towards bringing itself back to homeostasis, which is really what this beautiful machine was created to do, was to maintain balance. You know, every day a healthy body makes cancer cells, and every day a healthy immune system will kill those cancer cells. So let's ask ourselves a question.
That is something puzzling. Like, why are some workers getting Ebola when they're completely suited up and others not? Or why, you know, why does someone like me never get chickenpox, even though I tended to my little sister when she had them? Why is that? You know, what's going on with our bodies that can make us resist or succumb?
Well, what I'm finding right now, it's really, there's five factors. And one of the first one and the biggest one right now is environmental toxicity. These chemicals are insidious. Most of them are neurotoxins. They knock out the endocrine system, and that puts the body in a state of chaos. And chaos is the beginning of dis-ease. We were created to be in harmony. And just as the music of the spheres and all the planets, if they were to deviate even, you know, a minuscule from their orbit, what would happen? The catastrophic things that would happen. Well, the body is the same way. And then the second thing we found is that people are grossly, and our pets are grossly malnourished right now because we've been over-farming, our soils have been stripped of their nutrients, we over-process, and also we haven't followed the ancestral diets. And so really we've been shoving a lot of grains down animals that weren't meant to eat them. And it creates all sorts of deficiencies, as do refined vitamins. Vitamins are like drugs. They're a refined substance that has all of the cofactors and co-nutrients needed for its assimilation taken out. So you can get an initial good response from a vitamin, but in the long run, you're going to end up with micro deficiencies and little lingering weird things that come up as a result of actually sometimes vitamin toxicity. So then the next thing we're finding is dehydration at the cellular level. Because the quality of water that our pets especially, you know, people will drink bottled water themselves and then they'll give their pets the tap water. And tap water is a disaster right now in most municipalities. And so we, unless we have some water treatment systems on there or, you know, bottled water is not so much better, we really, it's a great investment since we're made up of 75% water to really invest in a good water system for our pets and for ourselves so that we can go against this dehydration trend
Gigi,
that really is happening.
Gigi, I hate to interrupt because this is so interesting. We're going to have you back next week because we've totally run out of time. This is it. We only have 60 seconds left. So where can people reach you in the meantime? And hopefully you can come back next week if that's all right.
I would love to, because we'll have to tell you the other things that are contributing to where we're at today so that we can fix it. You can
and what we can do about it. Okay, so where can they reach you in the meantime?
At Back to Eden, and that's the number 2, back2eden.org. And there's lots of good stuff for everybody. And thanks so much for having me on. And I really
thank you for joining us. I'm sorry it was
again.
So quick, Gigi. And Tara, thank you for coming again from the Magical Matrix. So everybody, we'll have Gigi back next week on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. And we'll hear what we can do about the fact that we're getting our toxins and our vitamins and all these things that really aren't going to make us healthy, how we can get back in balance and make our bodies the healthy machines they're supposed to be. So until next week, from me, Deborah Wolf, and Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Be good to your animals.
And anytime you're near.